people pick
on me according to the things I do and say, and I'm honored. People pick on me according to the things I do and say, and I am honored. It's so interesting how people like to say that the things that I do and say don't work. They say the things that I do and say don't work. And as they say that, they are merely saying they don't apply it. Because as these things are applied, as these things are brought to our attention, as these things are lived in our life, they do work. They do function. But do they function every time for everybody? They surely can. Sylvia was telling us a story about a lady who went to a guru in a foreign country, and she was to be operated on because she had some tremendous body tumors that had to be taken care of. And as she went into this room, it was a special holistic treatment room. She was laid on a bed, and they did an ultrasonic check on her. And they looked at the tumors, and they saw that they were not very nice at all. Very large, in fact. And she laid on the bed. And two practitioners came into the room, and they stood next to her, and they held her hand, and they chanted. They chanted their mantras, and they chanted their statements saying, all is in divine order, in their foreign statements to ours. And they chanted this for quite a time, and everybody began to be very relaxed and very peaceful. And they looked at the ultrasonic check on this woman's tumors, and they watched them as they receded, as they disappeared into nothingness. Just because these two ladies were doing their mantra for the lady who was having the difficulty of the tumors, they spoke their word, and it was achieved. Now, why did these two ladies have the ability to speak a mantra that would bring about the healing of tumors so that they could even be observed in happening? Because if you talk about this to people, they'll pick on you, and they'll say, that's not so, and they'll say, it doesn't work. Well, it does work. This works all over the world, and it works all the time. It works so often that we would be utterly delighted to pay attention to how often it does work. Because when we say statements, I'm whole and perfect, and we can get ourselves into a relaxed mood, you might call it a hypnotic mood, but it's a relaxed mood where we are at peace with ourselves, where we listen to the divine within. Now, these two practitioners, they did not see the tumor that this lady had. They did not see the problem. The problem was looked at by others, but not by them. They just stood there and did their mantra with their eyes closed, holding the hand of the lady and saying, all is well. Be at peace. All is well. You are whole and perfect now. All is well. All is well. And the 21st century equipment showing the others who were looking on how magnificently the tumors disappeared, just seemed to dry up, just seemed to go away. Is this a true story? Well, we have it on good evidence. But it's not a matter of whether it's a true story or not. It's a matter of whether it works. And it does work. This lady is not only one of those who have gone to practitioners to work with them on the healing needs. People all over the world are going to their shaman, to their practitioners, to those who are working on them. And these people, these healing practitioners, these shamans, these people who speak their word and know the truth, these people, they continue to exist. They continue to be. Oh, our modern speedy medicine comes along and says, we've got to do it more quickly. We've got to do it more evidentially. We have to do it more powerfully. And because they say these things, because they do not consistently work on that particular program that these two shaman women, these two practitioners did with this lady, nothing happens. People pick on me according to the things I do and say, and truly I'm honored, because as they pick on me, I am working on things that are the principle. The principle works, and an evidential principle to you in your 20th century, 21st century thinking is when people walk on a bed of fire, bed of coals. They take a training session for a day or so, and then they walk barefoot on this bed of coals, and they are told, if not one thing or another, but basically, the coals are not hot. The coals are cool, wet moss. The coals are something else. And so, as the individual changes their attitude about what they're walking on, truly changes it, dynamically changes it, then the coals are not there. And those who are laying on a bed of nails, they do not feel it's a bed of nails. They feel it's a lovely cushion. And when they get up, there are no pinholes in the back of their body. There's nothing there to bother them whatsoever. They felt like they were sleeping on a wonderful mattress. The principles that we deal with are principles that people would like to poo-poo. People would like to say it ain't so. But I just delight with people who pick on me according to the things I do and say, and they want to rewrite what I do and say. They want to rethink what I do and say because they have not been able to make it work. And how silly that is. They don't have to live that way. They can make it work. They can accomplish it. If they were to apply themselves as diligently as they do to some things, they would have it come true. That magic would happen for them. That magic would happen for each one of you, each one of us. If we would apply it with such diligence as we do our enthusiasm for sporting games, as we do for when we look at a baby, as we do when we do anything in life that is significant to us. Can you take the principle, can you take the concept of whatsoever things you think they are done unto you, whatever things you think it is done unto you, and whatever the things are that you think, and if you think it cannot be done, it cannot be done for you. If you think it can be done, it can be done for you. But you don't tell anyone. You just listen within yourself. I seldom tell other people what I'm doing. I just do it. And wonderful things happen. And I don't get the credit for it. And I don't want the credit for it. Because I know the credit is the principle that has accomplished that which I spoke my word for. And that which you speak your word for is the principle. You cannot deny it. It works, and it works beautifully. And the moment that you too are honored by the things you do and say, that moment, all is in divine order. And that moment, everything about your life is fulfilled and fantastic. Everything about your life is revealed wonderfully, and you are the happiest, most joyful person that life could ever know. Listen to the joy in your heart of principle at work. And let it happen now.